This week we're going to discuss the inyan in halacha of gambling. The emes is that gambling is not something new. If you take a look in the Torah in Shoftim, in Perek Yudalit, in its Pasuk Yud Beis and Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shimshon suggests to the Plishtim a wager. He says, Achida na achida, I will place a bet with you. And the bet he places is that if they figure out his riddle, then he has to pay them 30 changes of clothing. If they do not figure out his riddle, then they will pay him 30 changes of clothing. Now, today, the concept of betting, there are many ways where we have to deal with this shilas, and they range from, I mean, I asked a few people who told me the different games that they have, from blackjack, and people are busy with dice, and people are busy with all the football games, roulette. I heard all the different ones, and it continues to Chinese auctions, to slot machines, to playing the lotto, one after another. And the emphasis, I would like to go through all of these in halacha and discuss what the status in halacha is regarding these shailas. Now, to start the sugya, we have to go to Masechta Sanhedrin. The Mishnah tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Ve'eli Hapsulin Le'edis, the following list of people are possible to be an aid. In Bezdin, of course, they're possible to be a dayan. And these people are, number one, HaMasachik B'Kuvya, somebody that is Masachik B'Kuvya. And Masachik B'Kuvya means somebody that plays dice. You throw the dice, and if you say, if the number is going to be kach v'kach, then I win. If the number is not going to be that, and if I win, you pay me the money. And if the number is going to be a different amount, then what happens? Then I will pay you. And another case the Mishnah brings down is the mafricha yoinim. Mafricha yoinim were those that had pigeons race against each other, which would be, I guess, the modern day OTB, right? Off-track betting, where you have horses race against each other. So all these, many of these cases are brought down already in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah tells us, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when are these betters possible la'edis? Bezman she'ein, ein lehem umnis elohu. When they don't have any other position. There's no other position that they have, which means they don't actually work for a living. This is what they do full-time. They're full-time bettors. But if it was something which a person did on the side for entertainment purposes, then he's not possible la'edis. Now, the Gemara starts to discuss what is so terrible about a person that's a Masachik B'Kuvya. And it's important to understand what is wrong with a Masachik B'Kuvya, because the Mishnah only discusses if they're possible la'edis. Let's forget for a second if the person is possible la'edis. Is a person allowed to be a Masachik B'Kuvya in the first place or not? So let's first understand Zok the Gemara why they puzzle la'edis. So the Gemara brings down the sheet of Rami Bachama, that Rami Bachama says that it's an asmachta. What does it mean it's an asmachta? Which means as follows. Two people go into a wager. When the two people have a bet, I say to you, if so-and-so happens, then I'm going to pay you money. Now, when I go into it, naturally, I'm going into it because I intend to win. Because if I didn't intend to win, I wouldn't be betting in the first place. Now, therefore, since my intentions was to win, what happens if I lose? I have to give you the money. But since I never really intended to give you the money because I really intended to win, so when I give you the money, what happens? I'm giving you the money against my Ratzon, against my will. And therefore, when you take the money from me, you are be'etzem a ganiv midrabanan. Because since we paskin that asmachta loikanya, if you do something which is an asmachta, and asmachta means that you make a promise, if something happens, I'll pay you this and this amount of money, it's loikanya. Therefore, I don't really owe you the money. So when you take the chelik of money that I give you, you are stealing money from me. It's gezel midrabanan, and since it's gezel midrabanan, therefore it is osa. That's the shita of Rami Bachama. And if you pass, if we were to paskin like Rami Bachama, it should technically be osa for a person to go into a bet with another person, because when the other person takes the money, he is stealing midrabanan from the other party.
There's never a time where you're willing to pay for the change.
Oh, we'll talk about that. That's as we're going to get into the shir, that's going to be the issue of different types of gambling. 100%. We have to discuss that issue. But wait, before we get to that, there's a sheet of Rav Sheshes in the Gemara. Rav Sheshes says that no. Rav Sheshes says that it's not an asmachta. But rather, the reason of the Gemara is because Lafisha Einon Oiskin be yeshivin shal oilam. These people are not Oisik be yeshivai shal oilam. Now, it's important for us to understand what is the machlai. machlokes. Is a bet an asmachta, or is a bet not an asmachta? So b'kitz and nimritz, I'll explain to you what the machlokes is. There are be'etzem three cases in Shas, which are the classic cases of asmachta. I want to start the topic again. One second. There are three cases in Shas that are the classic cases of asmachta. What are the three cases which are the classic cases of asmachta? L'moshul. There's one case which is as follows. I go over to you and I beg you, do me a favor, I would like to be your oris for this year. The Gemara discusses it. Im oiva v'layavad ashalim b'mitzvah elav zuz. Which means as follows. You have a field and I say to you, I would like to work your field for this year. That's what I would like to do. And if I don't work your field, what I will do is I'll pay you a knas of $1,000. Now my intentions is 100% to work your field. I have no intention not to do it. Now, if for some reason I didn't do it, and therefore I have to pay you the money, of course when you take the money from me, it's Geneva, because I had no intention of ever paying to you the money. There's another case brought down in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down that Reuven owes Shimon money. The time is up and he only paid him half the money. So Shimon says to him, you know what? Take that shtar, give it over to Levi. If I'll give you a 6-month extension. If in 6 months from now you pay up the loan, good. If you don't pay up the loan in 6 months from now, then you're going to have to pay me double, which means the half you paid already is too bad. You have to pay me the full amount all over again. So again, my intention is to go for an extension, but on the other hand, I intend to pay you, and I never ever planned to pay you the money. The Gemara discusses when people go into business deals, and he says to him, I'll give you a certain amount of money as an orif, and if I don't pay if I don't do the deal, I lose my amount. If you don't back out of the deal, you double the money. All of these cases, Zogt Rashi Bav Metzia Daf Memches. What's the aside of all these cases? That is biyodai, which means it's in your control to do what you are obligated to do, and therefore, of course, you don't intend to pay the money. Now, let's get into our sugya, and there are three shittas in the Rishonim here in Sanhedrin. But let me give you just the basic idea of what the machlokes is all about. When a person does a wager, it's half and half. Can you really tell me that the person didn't intend to pay? Lav dafka. Why not? Because besides, it's not really b'yadai. Because a certain amount of it is up to luck. Because as good as you are at a certain game, if you don't have mazel on your side, you're not going to be able to win that game. Because even a lot of, and that's what the Gemara says. A gamble, but and the Gemara discusses between Mafricha Yoyim and Masachi Bekuvya, as much as there is a certain amount of seichel necessary, but on the other hand, there is a substantial amount of luck necessary too. And therefore, that's what the shaila is. Is this an asmachta or not? Can you say that it's Geneva because of asmachta? If you learn that it's what? That it's like every other case of asmachta, it would be geneva. But on the other hand, it's not so clear that it's geneva. Why not? Because since a certain amount of it is up to luck, so which means since, like you said before, so therefore, when you put the money down in the beginning, you basically gave away your right to win, because your luck might work against you, and therefore you might lose. L'maisa, how do we actually paskin to this shaila? So there are a whole bunch of different opinions. The Ri says what I just explained, that since there's a certain amount of luck involved, and a chanami, it's not considered a asmachta. There's an interesting sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says something else. Rabbeinu Tam says that asmachta is only when the asmachta comes from one of the parties, which means I want you to do a certain thing, therefore I push you, I give you a certain offer that you should let me do this business deal on your behalf. He says, on the other hand, over here, nobody's pushing the other side to do anything. Both parties willingly would like to have the chance to win, and since both parties willingly would like the chance to win, what happens is both parties enter into the agreement in order to be able to have the chance to win. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says it wouldn't be asmachta. There's a Marcha brought down in Sanhedrin in Peir Gimel, which he brings down a sheet of Rabbi Leo from Vina that has a different idea. And his idea is as follows. His idea is that if you bet, and as you bet, the mois on minocham al hadaf, which means you put the money down on the table, and if you put the money down on the table, what happens is nobody can back out anymore because the money is there. If you lose the bet, you lose your money. If you win the bet, you take your money. So the Marcha wants to brings down from the sheet of Rebbe Leo from Vina that in that type of oifen there would not be an asmachta. So as you see, as we go through the topic, there are many exceptions, many sheetas that why a gamble would not actually be an asmachta. It just happens to be that there are some shittas that say that the daf has to be kani l'shneim. The Ramah brings it down, that the daf that the money is on has to really belong to both. It's not enough that the money is out on the table, but the daf has to be kani to the two of them. It happens to be there's a steer in the Rambam, how we paskin on this shaila. There's a Rambam Nachas Gezela that says one thing, there's a Rambam in somewhere else that says says the opposite, and the Magid Mishnah is Me'ashe the steer in the Rambam in a very interesting way. And in a moment I'll take all these shittas together and we'll see what I just want to mention first all the shittas. And the Magid Mishnah explains that the answer to the question is that Be'etzem, the whole issa of Asmachta being Gezela is not Midoraisa, because Midoraisa Asmachta really is Koine. You can't say Midoraisa that Asmachta is Geneva. There's a very famous Ksois in Rejvav who discusses that Be'etzem, the whole Tanai B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain should have been an Asmachta. So they bring Raya's that Asmachta Midoraisa really is Koine. So why is Asmachta not Koine? Midorabonon. The Rabbonon only made the Takana Asmachta Lekanya when it came between from one Yid to another Yid. However, when it's between a Yid and a Goy, then there's no problem of Asmachta Loikanya. How do we actually pass on this Shaila? There's two places in Chayshe Mishpat this Shaila is dealt with. One in Simen Reish Vav and one in Simen Shin Ayin. The Mechaber clearly paskins that all forms of gambling are Asa. And the Mechaber ends up like this paskining, like the Shittas, that gambling is a Asmachta. The Ramah in Simen Shin Ayin has an exception, and the Ramah in Simen Reish Vav has an exception. The Ramah in Simen Shin Ayin says that when you gamble with a goy, it is mutter, based on the shittas and the rishonim that I mentioned already, and the Ramah soimach on the yeshoyim. The Mechaber brings down, I'm sorry, two shittas. He brings down a yeshoyim that with a goy it's mutter, and in Simen Shin Ayin, and the Ramah says that if the gambling is against a goy, it is mutter. Mefurish Ramah in Simen Shin Ayin. Then the Ramah in Reish Vav discusses how about when you're gambling with a yid. So the Ramah says as follows: the Ramah says if you're gambling with a yid, then he wants you to know that if you have all the tanoim that I mentioned in the Rishonim, it is mutter. What are the tanoim that I mentioned in the Rishonim? The Mechaber doesn't hold this way, but the Ramah says that it has to be the Mois HaMinochem Al Ha Daf, that the money is placed out in between the two parties, and the Ramah even brings down the second day that the Yeshayim is even better, that the money should be Kani L'Shneim, and then the Ramah holds that it is mutter. Now, it doesn't go without saying that all of them agree that if this is a person's panasa, then it's Asa. It goes because it says if a person does it, then it's ain't oisib b'shiv mishnah. Then you have to go on to the other sheet of the Mishnah, and it also goes without saying that even if a person is ain't oisib b'yeshiva shel oilam, he's not a mensch. Then what happens is then that person clearly is not allowed to do it. But if a person has a regular job, but occasionally he does this, then meikah hadin. If you're an Ashkenaz person, it is mutter. And we'll go into it more a little bit later. But still, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that als midis of a person, it's a dover genai, it's not an appropriate thing for a person to be doing. The Rishonim write, it's mechur, metuiv, they write very strong Rishonim, that it's still not necessarily the most appropriate action, but we're talking more of the halacha me'ikar hadin. Now, there's an interesting tshuva in Shaila Tshuva Yechava Das, which is written by Rav Adi Yosef, Simon Chelik Vav Simon Vav, and he says that I want you all to know that the Ashkenazim, no, they might have their heta, he writes. But us Svardim, he writes, have no heta, and he goes as far as saying that a Svardi is not even allowed to play the lotto. That's what he writes. Rav Adi Yosef writes that a Svardi can't even play the lotto. He writes it on Etz Yisrael, but I don't see the difference between Etz Yisrael and America. What? No. The Mechaber's Machman both cheaters. The Ramah has two coolers. One is with a goy, one is Menachem al Dab, and the Mechaber disagrees with both Ramahs. He says he doesn't see what the heter. What's that? Yeah, in Etz Yisrael you have it all over the place.
Most of them are run by Svardim.
Most are run by Svardim. So maybe, So I'll tell you, I'll get to it soon. There's another tshuva from the Yaskel Avdi, who was the Rabbi Roshi in Eretz Yisrael before Rabbi Avadi Yosef, and he writes that he holds Be'etzem that the lotto is mutam. And his svar is as follows. He says, what's the problem? The problem is that asmachta loikanya, which means when you're taking the money, you're taking money that doesn't belong to you. He brings down, firstly, that they had geirolos all over in Italy. They used to raffle off a Sefer Torah. So, and he brings down that it was by the Chavetz Chaim, he had such a tshuva. They did all these type of different things. So, number one, let's take that slowly. Number one, he says that the reason why that should be'etzem be mutter, he says, is because he says when a person raffles off a Sefer Torah, he sells as many tickets as it takes to pay off the Sefer Torah. So now when you win the Sefer Torah, so what happens is he is very glad to give you over the Sefer Torah because he paid out this whole Sefer Torah. That's what he says, number one. Then about the Lado, the Yaskel Avdi, who was the Sfad Shir Avarosh before Avad Yosef, and this would be the limit schus and those Sfad that do play the Lado, he says as follows. He doesn't say Mesachim Bekuvi, he asks. All the Sfad Masim Mesachim Bekuvia. But the point is that when it comes to Lado, he says the following Keta. He says when you have a gamble, he says, Mesachim Bekuvia has to be a wager, which means you and I go after each other to win a certain item. He says when you play Lado, there's no way for you to win or for me to win. He says, he calls it a zechus, to be able to have the ability to be lucky to win. So he says that's not considered Mesachim Bekuvia. Now I want to talk for a second here according to the Ashkenazim, which according to the Ashkenazim, I said it's not an appropriate action, but on the other hand, it's mutter me'ikar hadin. And according to the Ashkenazim, what is this? Let's take the shaila now. The Ramah says if you're doing it together with a guy, according to the Ramah and Hanami, it's mutter. But if you're doing it with a yid, it's only mutter when it's mois minacham al hadaf. Now, in my own mind, I went through this and I spoke to a few rabbanim about it. They told me it's 100% correct. When you play against a house or you play against a bank, since these things are be'etzem government regulated, and therefore, once you put down your money, even if it's pashtus, let's say OTB, should technically be also because you put down, let's say, the odds are 1 to 10. And you put down $1 because, and you're going to get $10 if you win. Now, that $10 if you win is not, but it happens to be that probably that's going, you can go after. But if it was you're playing against a yid, let's say, I'm just giving it as a dogma. And what happens is you put down your money. Now the other person's money is not there, and therefore he's going to pay it to you after. And you shouldn't be allowed to take it. However, since these things are regulated, and since your money is basically guaranteed that they're going to pay you the money, if not, the government will go after them for being fraudulent. So be'etzem ikadin, you could say that it's mois minacham al adaf. I want to be moyer. I was told that this in football season there's a whole bunch of people that they play against each other. Now, if they play against each other, one person holds the money, mitchila, and then whoever wins, he distributes the money. The Mechaber paskens clearly in Reish Vav that if the person is an Oriv that's holding on to the money, that's not enough. The Mois has to be Koni. That's what the Aloha is. So, when it's mashlish, no, but what's that? No. But the point is as follows. The point is that even the Mechaba holds that if you give the money to the other person in this pocket beforehand, that's going to be mutter. So the point is as follows. The point is that l'choira, the person holding the money, should really put it in a keli, which is kani to all the people, or else I don't even see the heter according to the Ashkenazim. Now, we'll go a little bit further in this shaila. How about slot machines? Now, I'll tell you the truth. I mean, slot machines seems to be the way people, when I'm talking about gambling, I talk about slot machines. But Lemaiza, I don't really see the shiloh with a slot machine. I'll tell you why. What's the whole shiloh of gambling? The whole shiloh of gambling is that when you're taking another person's money and putting it into your pocket, you're taking away somebody else's money. Now, and that's why, because if you say it's an asmachta, when you're playing a slot machine, what actually happens is as follows. What actually happens is you put in the money. Then, whatever, I don't know what you press over there, whatever you do over there, and then what happens is probably you don't win, and then you lost your money, right? That's what happens. Now, the next person comes along, and the best cure for people is that they should lose the first time and hopefully they never go back again. What happens is, when you afterwards, if a person goes, and that one in a million person that actually goes and he wins, so what happens with him? Whose money is he winning? He's winning money that was lost already. So you can't say that it's also because he's taking money from somebody else. And the emphasis is, I tell you the truth, Rav Avdi Yosef is somachma on the Lado. But the truth is, if you think about the Lado, that's really the same. When you give $1 to the Lado, your dollar is lost. I never saw somebody go to the Lotto office and say, I'm teveya back my dollar because I didn't win the Lotto. So the point is, you give your dollar to the Lotto, it's long gone, and therefore it's hard to say that the slot machines and the Lotto is be'etzem osawa.
All gambling is when you give them the money, it's
lost already if you lose that round.
Yeah, no, but again, but you could but that's what we said in the Hagdama before, that you can, to an extent, skill is involved too, and therefore in your mind you still think you might win. Mashenke, but a lot on the slot machine,
it's difficult to pick the right numbers.
What's that?
Skill to pick the right numbers.
Yeah. Okay. Let me know when you win. Then we'll discuss how your skill after you win. Lemaisa by Chinese. What? What's that?
The Maisa.
Yeah. What's that? I'm sorry? So, card game, I explained it. If it's amongst friends, so then it has to be Mois Minochem al Adat.
But at the end of the day, it's still just odd.
It's both. That's the whole point. Since it's both, that's where the whole Machloikis, the Mechaber Ramah came from. Because since it's both, it's skill, and at the same time, it's skill and it's lug, all combined in one. Now, the MS is this special sniff Lahatir when it comes to Chinese auctions, even Lachayu for the Svardim, because there are a few reasons, but one of the reasons is because that there's a halacha that amirasi ligvoye kim sirasi lehedyet. So a lot of places can clear, and they say that when you give over money b'derech asmachta for tzedakah, it could be tzedakah iskoina. So there's a strong tzad to say that the Chinese auctions are muta, and the Svarish place can, you see, don't ask the Chinese auctions. But just important to mention that if somebody is a Svarli, you have to be much more concerned about masachik b'kuvi b'pashtis. It's very hard to find any heta. Now, the emes is that this whole inyan happens to be a little bit of a shvera inyan, because there's a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Chav Beis Sivvav. The Mishnah brings down that if a person has a very large, a whole bunch of pieces of cake, and he wants to split it amongst a whole bunch of people, so it says you're not allowed to be matul geirolois on Shabbos. On Shabbos there's a special halacha, but it says in the Gemara, af b'choil, it's also osa. Why is it also af b'choil? Even amongst friends, who are usually not makbid zeil zeh, and the reason is because dilma osa l'misrach, you're going to end up becoming a gambler. And this halacha is brought down in the Mechaben, Hilchos Shabbos, it's brought down in the Ramah, Paskins that way too. The Ramah the Mechaben brings 2 days, if amongst your family it's okay or not, the Ramah, Paskins that it's okay with your family, but l'maisa with other people, it's 100% us, and the reason is because it's going to come to Mesachik Bekuvia. I'll tell you, I asked Rabbi Belsky, and I saw a lot of Poskim ask this kasha. So, Pel de Gashrei Kasha. Here, the Ramah Paskind in Chayshin Mishpat, that Mesachik Bekuvia is Mutter with all these different dinim attached. Via the Ramah Paskind, that what? You can't do something that will bring you to Mesachik Bekuvia. But Mesachik Bekuvia is Ba'etzim Mutter according to the Ramah. So how can he say you can't do a Goyrel which can bring you to Mesachik Bekuvia? So Rabbi Belsky answered to me, Gavaligateres. He said, of course, he said, the Ramah says that you cannot do something which is going to bring you to Mesachik Bekuvia. The Ramah he said Masachik Kuvia, but that is only with all kind of different dinim attached, like we explained, Mois Menachem Aladaf, or with a Goy, whatever it was. There, it's talking more about general Goyrolas, which will bring you to Masachik Kuvia. So I saw that the Nitta Gavriel writes that according to that, he's Ma'arer on what is the business that people play dreidel. Because if you think about it, dreidel, that's exactly what it is. It's Mone Gedoyle, Keneged Mone Ketana. One person's getting a big portion, one person's getting a small portion. It's a goyrel, right? Depends what you're going to spin, who's going to win. So he says, and you see, it's even also with friends who are makbid one on each other. And he says, how is it possible for a person to play what? For a person to play dreidel with others. Now, I tell you, I don't know why he doesn't mention that the Mechaber brings 2 days down. And one of the days is that with a family, it's with Odman B'nai Beisoy, it's mutter. So l'chayre, he should have brought that day down. But Al Kaponim, let's deal with his Ikashayla. And he writes that therefore, when a person plays dreidel with friends, at the end of the dreidel game, the money should be returned, and you should not hold on to the money. So it's a very good time if you look at the basic Shulchan Aruch. All right, I'll tell you one thing. I did see there's a sefer Pischei Tshuvos that he brings down that he heard from the Kloizimiger Rebbe, which is an interesting svara. And he says that he doesn't say that he saw it anyway, but he heard it that the Kloizimiger Rebbe said that when people play dreidel on Chanukah, there's a Moedig Hiskarvis, and everybody's very friendly. And since everybody's very friendly, so what happens is, so it becomes like all one mishpacha, and therefore, so it's like a person together with his family. So you're probably going to ask me, why is it that when it comes to gambling, they don't say the same svara? And probably the answer is, when you see the numbers, one rise from the other, probably it's not like family anymore. I don't think people don't walk away that happy, but a dreidel, but a few pennies maybe, they can walk away happily, and they can say this kind of svara. Lamaise, the dreidel is a very, very old minig. Now, the truth is that there's two areas of halacha, there's two areas which go way beyond. Till now we spoke the Ikar HaDin. Historically, if you take a look in the Tshuvas forum and the Rishayim and Achrayim, they dealt with addictions by Yechidim. It was a very serious problem. Ad Kedei Kach, that in Shulchan Aruch you find that there were people that went and made Shvuas. They swore that they would never gamble again. And after they swore that they would never gamble again, what happened was they saw they could not refrain from gambling. And then they had serious issues by the Rabbonim. Can you be matter this kind of Shvuah or not? So there's a tshuva in Rabbeinu Tam brings down firstly the name of the Motch in Shvuas. There's a Marami Rottenberg who brings a Rai from a Yishalmi in the Dorim Perkei Simon Dalid, and they all bring down that it says there's a tshuva Sarashba Chelik Al Simon Tovshin Nunvav that says the same thing, that we know that if a person makes a Shvuah Nishvati Vakayema Lishmoy Mitzvasecha Hashem, if you make a Shvuah to a Dvar Mitzvah, there's no way to be Mavatal that Shvuah, because a Shvuah needs to have permission from the Rabbon to be matarit, and since this shvuah is made based on the Ribbono Shel to keep mitzvahs for the Ribbono Shel, it's impossible to be matar this shvuah whatsoever. There's a very severe shvuah that's written in Shvuas Harosh Klal Yud Aleph. A person who went and made this kind of neder, and he went and he was over one time, another time, a third time the Rosh brings down, and then the person came and he asked Ishvi Matim his Shua, because he will not be able to keep his Shua, and the Rosh writes, you can't be Matim his Shua, and you should go to the government, and you should pay them money, you should mass on him, they should lock him up in jail. That's what the Rosh writes on the person, that because he was being, to force him not to be over on the Shua, and you should buy from them the right to be able to beat him, the Rosh writes over there, and afterwards will be Niskadish, Shem Shemaim Al Yedchem, Atkan Divrei Rosh. This is how severely he took it, and the Rosh and the Rashba and the Rami Rottenberg said that it's impossible to be matter this kind of shvur. Me'idach Yisa, there is a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah brings down in Simon Reish Chav Ches in Yerideya in Simon Tezvav, that the Ramah says you should be matter the shvur, because even though it's a shvur l'dvar mitzvah, when you know a person has a shvur that it is so severe that it's impossible for him to keep it because he has an addiction, the Ramah held in such a oifen it is better to be mata the shvuah. The shach in Sifchav Cheste has an interesting kachra. The shach says it depends. If the person is an addicted person and that ain loy imnes elazeh, this is all he does for panasa, then the shach says that there is no way you can be mata his shvuah. Why does the shach say there's no way you can be mata his shvuah in this kind of situation? Because then it becomes awesome ikah hadin. Because if the mish, so then to be mata shvuah that's connected to halacha, that you can't do. But if the person, the etzem, is not addicted and he only does it on the side, he is addicted, but he has a different umness besides this, so then it's really only a chumra, not a halacha, because the etzem can be simach on the ramah, so then the shach held you could be matrit. Now, even more interesting is that you see historically there was a tremendous amount. Historically, there has been a tremendous amount of takonas made by certain medinas that had to deal with these issues. And I was going through it, there's quite a few takonas made. And the word is as follows. Even though Me'ika Adin was set according to the remote smutta, it was a frowned upon practice, especially when it got out of hand. And therefore, there were many medinas that made takonas ta'asa. There's a very interesting shuva in Shuva Sarosh. It brings down that in the city of Kalir, there was already for 4 years, they made a gezerah. And the gzeira was that the takana was that everybody should refrain from gambling. That was what they did in the city of Kalir. He brings down a very interesting story that the king came into town, and when the king came into town, everybody was sitting, was watching, and a lot of yidden went to see, and the goyim were playing, were playing cards in front of the king. And one of the people around the king said to the king, "You should know that some of the yidden around here, they're really good at this game." So he asked them to play, and they said they can't play because The reason they gave was is because they made a the Rabbanu made a takana that people should not be playing, and afterwards, so the king said, in 2 days from now, everybody should come together, and we'll all be able to, and you should join in the game. So they went to the Rabbanu, they asked him what to do. The Rabbanu said, listen, if you won't show your face there, then there won't be any issue. He's not really interested in getting you guys. And there were a few people who went anyways against what the Rabbanu said. And then there's a whole long tshuva there in the Rush. One person went, and the king said, I forced you to play. And he won a lot of money, and there were two shilas. Number one, what to do with this person afterwards. Number two, is he allowed to keep the money that he won? But you see that the Medinas went and they made certain takonas in 1223 in the area of Shum. Shum was Speyer's worms and Maine. They made a takona that they stopped gambling, and they said you're only allowed to gamble for food. And there's the added to the takona that only if you don't change the food afterwards to money. In other words, it shouldn't be just a simple of how much money you actually earned. In 1418 in Italy, in the cities of Bologna and Forli, in these cities. So what happened was they made Dira Takona, and Dira Takona was only for 10 years, but they were matter it for people that were a little bit depressed and they needed to play for Chizik. I don't know who made that decision exactly, of who was in that situation, who was not. But you see, there were all kind of different takonas. There was takonas made. I mean, at kedei kach that you see that in Cremona in 1575 they made a takana, and I don't know, in certain shuls this takana wouldn't go over very well. They made a takana that nobody's allowed to gamble except biyomim she'ein oyrim by tachnin. Those days you can gamble, and some shuls will be all year. Maybe that's the cheshbon. So, and if you want to see how far this went in Sefer Takonos Medinas Merin, which they had in Moravia in 1650, they made a very strong takana, and that takana was that you can't gamble. It says afilu b'Rosh Chodesh, even on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Chol Hamoed. Even in days that you don't say tachnin, it says over there, and then there's a special knas if somebody does, he has to pay 2 silver pieces, and half goes to Lame Dei Torah, half goes to Aniyei Etz Yisrael, and if a person is an Oni, so then you'll have to then they'll have to give him malkus. There were very strong takonas made in different medinas. In that takona that was made in Cremona, they had another head. Besides days that are not that einayim betachnin, they were matter it. It said in a house of a lady, when a woman was going through childbirth, her husband was under a lot of pressure, and therefore they were matir for the husband in that situation to play. Don't try it at home. It's not kedai to try it. Or in the house of a chayla where they need to brighten up the mood. But what do you see from all of these takonas? From all of these takonas, what you actually see is that there was a tremendous amount of pressure on the rabbonim who saw the matziv of the society, and it was not, what happened was that if these things got out of hand, it was clearly something that they had to be machma on, even though according to the Shittas HaRamah, the Arei Fanim, that it's mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan concludes that even though according to the Ramah it's mutter, he says, he writes very strong Lashonis, that it's not an appropriate action for a person to do, and you see, there were certain areas where they saw it was such a serious problem, so they were matter b'dafka on Chanukah. Why were they matter on Chanukah? There were certain, the Kedushas Levi and others wrote very strongly against it. But napshah, because they held, see, some people already come today and they say Chanukah is a mitzvah to play. Napshah that Chanukah is a mitzvah to play. But rather, they were trying to limit the playing amongst each other, so they went and they pushed it just for Chanukah. There's a very interesting tshuva in Shaul Shuva's Marie Vile. There was a person that his wife wanted to get from him, so she tried to prove to the Marie Vile that her husband is a real no goodnik. So what she did was she said to the Marie Vile in Bezin that you should know that my husband is a terrible person, and he has a terrible compulsive gambler, and therefore I need to have a get from him. So the husband timed it back to the Marie Vile. Marie Vile writes in the tshuva, he accepted it. He said, I don't gamble. I only gamble in the times that I'm mutter to gamble. For example, Chanukah. This is what he said to the Marie Vile. Now, listen, it doesn't mean that the Marie Vile accepted that it's mutter on Chanukah. It means that Marie Vile felt that if somebody gambles on Chanukah, it's not grounds for divorce. That's all you really see from Marie Vile. But the point is, they were be'etzem in many medinas, they were machma, but me'ika hadin, it's like we said, for the Ashkenazim, if it's with a goy, or if it's with a, or if it's in a case where the money is guaranteed and it's put out beforehand, it's mois minochem al adav, be'etzem, it should be mutter.